Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, Ralph Marlborough here. We need your support to keep Saints Happy Hour going this offseason. Please support the show by becoming a patron so we can continue to cover the Saints in the ridiculous fashion you've come to expect. If you support the show, you get access to the podcast ad-free. No ads ever. Plus, you get our world-famous booze bundle, 4 swag items, amazing, and you get access to our private Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7. So please support Saints Happy Hour so we can keep this amazing community growing. Support the show at saintshappyhour.com today.
G'day, it's Stevic from 12 Ninja here. And look, if you like American football, you should check out Saints Happy Hour podcast. I personally know fuck all about American football, other than it's a bunch of massive blokes wearing spandex, shoulder pads and helmets, running around with a throwing a football. In Australia, you don't throw footballs. You punch it or you kick it. And there's no protection. They're all naked and there's sharks and crocodiles fired out of cannons onto the field, and we all stand around and drink blood watching it. But if American football's your thing, you know what to do. Saints Happy Hour podcast. Stick it in your ear hole.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour podcast. The new open, it threw me off. I'm confused. People wonder, like, where does the Patreon money go when you support the show? There it goes. Andrew's buying new ads, new opens from Australian metal guys that he likes. So there you go. We got a great show for you tonight. We are going to talk about Saints players that they should not draft. We are going to do the annual draft of names that I cannot pronounce. We're going to cast the Sean Payton Netflix movie with Kevin James. And we are going to discuss if this is the most boring Saints offseason of our entire fucking lives.
It looks like Dave is using the same hair product as Drew Brees.
It is.
So that's good.
Yeah, Dave decided.
This stuff is working real good.
Dave decided that it would be funny to use the ventriloquist dummy that he got his son for his birthday, and the ventriloquist dummy looks like Howdy Doody dressed as George Washington. It's creepy as fuck.
This is Mickey. He's got a name. It's like Mickey
Mouse.
No. Charlie McCarthy. His name is Charlie McCarthy.
It looks like Bela Lugosi.
Thomas.
Anyway, I'm going to be doing the whole podcast like this.
Oh my God.
Make sure you. Hey, Tomas, check the timestamp on this one.
Why do I even need that soundbite? Since
you don't.
Kevin's here.
Man, I already said it, and Kevin's here if he wants to say it.
Kevin, please do the original.
Kevin.
Tomas, check the timestamp on this.
Now I'm gonna have two soundbites.
Dave,
I leave for 2 weeks.
Dave's got
a goddamn puppet.
I am not a puppet. I am not a puppet. That is an offensive word. I prefer the nomenclature dummy. Thank you.
this is like Chucky, like a vampire version of Chucky.
It is.
I am putting this thing under like 20 blankets downstairs before I go to bed tonight.
you better get some chains on him and lock him in a box or something. But if you do the whole show as using the ventriloquist dummy, that will continue a long Saints Happy Hour tradition of coming up with a funny bit and then doing it way too long and running it into the ground. So.
Oh yeah. No. Well, I mean, that's mostly you. You're the one that really likes to
run shit in the ground. It's his.
Just keep going to the well.
And I mean, here's the thing.
I mean, if you were doing this ventriloquist bit, this dummy would be around all off season.
Oh, completely. Here's the thing, though, and I'm gonna start here. We did it on the show for the locker room last week. We did a little bit of it for the patrons, but I want to talk about this because we have Kevin and Dave with us. They're doing a Netflix movie of Sean Payton, the year he got suspended, where he coached his son's 8-year-old football team, and it's gonna have Kevin James. It's gonna be an Adam Sandler production, Kevin. We got to cast this movie. This movie, I know it was the topic of all week. It's probably, the way the Saints offseason has gone, it's probably the most exciting fucking thing to happen this Saints offseason, besides the fact that Russell Wilson announced that he would play quarterback for the Saints if he got traded there. But I was thinking of, like, who do you cast? And we were talking about Goodell. It's got to be Steve Buscemi, because if you're doing the Adam Sandler movies, right, you got to use the Adam Sandler, like, world of people, like David Spade and Chris Rock and who's the guy? Rob Schneider. Like, you got the roster of Adam Sandler people. So, like, who in the movie would be Joe Vitt? That was one of the main people. We got to cast. You got to cast Joe Vitt.
David Spade is Joe Vitt.
Out of here. Oh wait, I forgot to move my mouth. Sorry.
And we can cast Deuce Bigelow and Bill Vinovich.
Who else do we need to cast?
Who is Greg Williams?
Ooh, that's
all right. Wait.
Shooter McGavin.
I got to I hate to be the voice of reason here, but I don't think that any of these people are going to appear in the movie. I mean, I think, first of all, I don't know whether they even need to cast anybody as Goodell. They could use the actual NFL footage, I guess. They'd have to get the rights. But I mean,
they
got to
get Parcells.
Use...
They got to get.
Oh,
Parcells,
you got to cast Parcells.
He's
got to
call him about how do I stop the wing tee. That's got to be part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, most of
this. So
who's
Parcells?
Mm.
Is there an old dude with white hair in any of these?
Brian Dennehy, but he's dead. Brian Dennehy
died.
Also,
an alma mater of my high school. Brian Dennehy.
Good to know that.
But they're not, like, Greg Williams isn't going to be in this movie. This movie is going to start, like, during his. I don't even know how much of a comedy this movie is going to be. I know Happy Madison is doing it, Adam Sandler, but I mean, I think this is going to be like a feel good father son, story.
Oh,
Kevin,
my God,
shaking his head, disagrees with me. But no,
that
I mean,
sounds
and I,
fucking
it's going to take
terrible.
It's going to start with his suspension. I mean, I think they could use actual clips of the NFL of Goodell press conferences and use that in the movie, and they'll start from there. And this whole movie is going to be like Connor Payton and his high school friends. And that kind of stuff, and maybe the one out there thing I was thinking was Peyton divorced by then in 2012?
No,
I don't think
he was
so.
Still married.
No,
I believe that's correct. Yeah,
they got it. You got to also cast the other opposing
team.
You could
have like a love interest.
I was thinking it could be like it would be like.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Have Leslie Mann play the love interest.
Little, it could be like Little Giants, kinda. You can't do this movie right. As like a drama.
Jason Champagne in the chat says that Buscemi can play Mike Ornstein.
Buscemi's got to be in it.
Yeah, but Mike Ornstein is the answer. That's perfect.
I mean,
all of this, the whole movie is going to be taking place after the bounty. They're not going to like go into detail about Bountygate.
Listen, by the way, Ralph, if you want to, if you've been clamoring for a fake rumor on Saints Twitter so that someone could fall to the Saints that we want. And a lot of people in our chat are talking about Shroomgate, that Trevor Lawrence started a magic mushroom farm on the Clemson practice field, and there's rumors he's going to fall to 28.
Oh, yes, yeah. I like that.
I heard about that.
I like the fact that people were rummaging through Mac Jones's Twitter feed from like 2015, and they found like potentially racist tweets of him. But he's not somebody we want to drop, so I appreciate the effort. Right. We need people that we want to drop, not Mac Jones. We want Mac Jones to go three. We don't want this. We don't want the 49ers to come up with a reason not to take him.
There's no way Trevor Lawrence doesn't do mushrooms on the reg.
Kevin, what could Trevor?
He's a total mushroom head. Wait a minute. I'm not.
There's no way.
Thing. Wait, I'm not.
There's no way Trevor Lawrence. There's no way that mushrooms are not Trevor Lawrence's go-to drug.
All right,
it's definitely his favorite.
There's no way that Adam Sandler is making a movie about Sean Payton and we are not talking about it for at least half of this show. My God. No, actually, I wanted to be serious for a second because I know that they're going to start filming the movie soon, and I think they're going to be filming at least part of it here in Louisiana because they film a lot of stuff here in Louisiana. We have two listeners. One, we have Jim Gleason, who is a legitimate
actor. Get him.
He is professional. He is good. He knows what he's doing. He was recently in a Disney series. If anybody is out there, if anybody's listening right now, I'm thinking Jim could play like
the villain of the opposing team.
No. Don't do that to Jim. No. Jim could play like the principal of Connor Payton's school or something. And like at the start of the movie, he's like, he's not happy about Sean Payton coaching the team or something that. Or Connor's grades are slipping and he's not doing well. But then during the football season, you know, he gets his act together and everything's going to have a silver lining. So anyway, if anybody's listening to our podcast who has anything to do with the production of this movie, contact us. You need to be contacting Jim Gleason. And then I also want to put out there my buddy Jim Nickus, who is also in the industry. He's in the Directors Guild. He's now a producer. He's a director. He's been associate director. He's worked on tons of television, Mysteries of Laura, Manifest, Elementary, SVU. He's been on Sopranos. He wants to get on this project too. So anybody, all shows
Dave has never seen.
No, I never watched any of those shows. He's doing one right now. They're finishing up one now on Showtime, a comedy called Flatbush Misdemeanors that he has producing credits on, actually. But anyway, so. And they're big Saints fans. They want to get on this movie. I know they want to get on this movie. If anybody can make that happen, let's talk.
Well, Jim Gleason's a great call. I'd love to see him on there. He was at our live show.
He was at our live show. He's a patron. He's amazing. We need to get him more. This Sean Payton.
Kevin, you're killing me with the typing.
Yeah, Kevin, feel free to mute yourself. banging away at the keyboard like that.
Writing love letters to his girl to the doctor.
Here's the.
Are we sure that's not a drum machine he's hitting?
Here's the thing. the Saints don't have many movies made about them. So it has a very, very low bar to cross to be the greatest
Do
Saints
they have
movie.
One?
Yeah, they yes. have they have number one with Charlton Heston.
They have number one. Oh, yeah,
which,
number one.
By the way, I found out that you can watch the movie with Charlton Heston, number one, through some streaming service, and you don't even have to create an account. You just go to their website. I bookmarked the page. We are going to have a summer watch party where we are going to watch number one with Charlton Heston from 1969, and that movie is fucking an abomination, and it is so bad. But we are gonna all watch it together and get drunk.
I don't even know anything about it. Can you tell me the nuts and bolts?
Quick synopsis: Charlton Heston is an aging veteran quarterback for the Saints, and he wants to win another world championship before he retires. And he womanizes and loses his wife. And his body is falling apart, and that's the storyline of it. And, of course, it's complete, utter fucking...
And he goes
fucking...
to the Saints?
Yeah, and he plays for the Saints. And it's...
Oh, this is the dude from the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, it's Charlton Heston. Yeah. It's like, I mean, like, in the 60s, like, he's a pretty... He's a still,
and
like...
And Planet of the Apes.
And Planet of the Apes.
So does he win? Does he pull it off?
Well, I don't mean to... I guess I could do spoiler. No, he dies at the end. He gets sad.
On
and
the field.
And dies.
On the field. During the course of play.
During the game.
That sounds very saintsy, actually. That sounds incredibly realistic. Are you sure this was fiction?
It was. It is. We'll be watching it. Kevin, you have thoughts?
There's no way that didn't happen. There's
Way the Saints. I bet Kevin's got some really good thoughts on this.
There's no way that a quarterback for the Saints in the late 60s didn't die on the field. That absolutely happened.
No, Kevin, you're muted
now.
We didn't hear what you said. You can't chew gum and walk at the same time.
It's fine. Just keep yourself muted.
Yeah.
It sounds like the Ted Gregory story.
Yeah.
It does. It's like Ted Gregory. It's like Ted Gregory, but for quarterbacks. And we're going to have a watch party for this. And the thing is, I made the jokes, and people in the Saints Happy Hour in Twitter, they're like, that movie is neither a football movie nor a good movie. I'm like, no shit. Like, it's from the 60s, and you can't even – they didn't even – I had to read the Wikipedia page on it. They didn't even release it on DVD until, like, 2017. Like, it is a terrible movie. That is why we will have a watch party, and we will have – Charlton Heston jokes. It's got Bruce Dern in it.
Alan said that there's NFL footage for the football scene, so you go from shots of Billy Kilmer,
yeah,
the actual quarterback of the Saints, to Heston, which is interesting.
And when I say to you Charlton Heston, he looks like if you put me in a Saints uniform and had me throwing passes. Like, he is fucking terrible.
That's the character. He's supposed to be old and washed up.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you got to at least look functional, you know?
Do you?
There's
Have
a
you
lot
seen
of...
the Saints quarterbacks?
From the 60s, I did not, but I know they're awful. Thomas is putting up the thing. That was another fun thing, Andrew, about the announcing of the Sean Payton movie. Atlanta jumped in the timeline and started bagging on Sean Payton and bagging on the Saints, and the Saints just dropped the King of Beating Atlanta bomb on the Falcons Twitter feed. So the Falcons got owned on Twitter once again.
It's just too easy. It's just too easy.
I just don't understand why they keep poking the bear. Like,
yeah.
I don't think they think of it.
They don't even think of it.
But when you go 4-12 or whatever they were this past season, and you're picking fourth in the NFL draft, and you just got swept, like, maybe that's the time, if you're the Falcons, to just kind of lay low.
They're not talking trash. It takes a petty mind to know what another petty mind is going to say and do, and they just don't have it. And so when they put stuff out there, they have no idea how petty the Saints can be, and they're going to come back. And
I just feel like if the Saints were to go 3-13, get swept by the Falcons, like, I'd probably take a year off talking trash.
You can't.
You can't take a year off. It's Saints.
Well, they weren't because that. But that's the thing. They weren't like talking. They weren't. But they weren't like directly talking trash about the Saints. They were just. They were really just highlighting a kick return.
Yeah.
I mean, it really wasn't Saints specific necessarily.
Well, but fuck them. I hate them, and I want.
Well,
I want them to be
I'll always have the Matt Ryan in a bra. I'll always
and,
have
that.
But now that we talked about the Sean Payton movie, the only thing that would have made that worse, Dave, is if the ventriloquist dummy would have been singing.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Thanks for planting that seed.
I want to get back to, you know, they said that Trevor Lawrence is he's got a shroom farm somewhere in South Carolina. Short of murder, Andrew, and going like Lyle Collins adjacent, what would Trevor Lawrence have to do to not be picked number one? Is it possible?
Or Laramie Tunsil. Don't forget Laramie Tunsil.
Oh, yeah. But Laramie Tunsil was an offensive lineman. He wasn't a franchise-changing quarterback. If he'd have been – if Laramie Tunsil would have been Trevor Lawrence, he'd have been picked number one. Like, they would have overlooked that gas mask shit, I think.
Do you think he would still go number one if he tweeted Blue Lives Matter?
Ooh.
No. No.
That.
I shouldn't laugh, but that would really make
that
me laugh.
Would be that would be that.
Like how to nuke your career before it gets started 101.
Yeah.
That's the
Fire
worst
that
joke I've ever heard. Okay, that wasn't me. That was a soundbite. That was a soundbite. That was not me. I mean, his career should be nuked for two reasons. One, because, you know, he shouldn't say that. Obviously, you don't have your finger on the pulse of modern-day culture. And two, you're obviously too stupid and you're surrounded by
shrooms.
People who
you're
are
surrounded
too
by
stupid.
Shrooms.
Yeah, who are yeah. Maybe you're just too high on the shrooms. And you're just putting stuff out there on Twitter, man, that you shouldn't be putting out there. But no, seriously, like if that even happened, like seriously, you're surrounded by stupid people that even allowed you to do that 2 weeks before.
All
the draft
picks, Kevin, right? Their Twitter feed, whenever from the moment that their college career ended and they signed with an agent, if the agent doesn't tell them, delete every fucking tweet you have ever done in your entire life, and we are resetting it from zero. If you're an agent and you don't tell every draft pick that, like, isn't that malpractice? Because these kids, when they're like 15, 16, they're doing dumb shit. Like, you gotta hit erase on the Twitter feed, right? If you're
what if he didn't tweet something like necessarily political or controversial, but was more like
a dick pic?
Like, yeah, like either that or just like. Hey guys, I already had COVID, and it's really not that big of a deal. I don't see why everyone's getting the vaccine.
Like he was an anti-vaxxer.
No, like not really. Oh, yeah, like God. Just or like, you know, doing the whole Bill Gates routine. Like you shouldn't get it because you don't want to get microchipped. I don't know.
I don't think that would keep him from number one, though. I think
you don't think so.
I think Urban Meyer would be like, we need to talk to Trevor about what he says on social media, and he needs to focus on football. But that's where we are. But we're still fucking taking him number one. Like I don't think being an anti-vaxxer keeps Trevor Lawrence from being number one.
I would agree with that. I think any agent has to doesn't just tell the player delete all your social media. I think the agent takes the person's phone, stands in front of them. And has them log into your Facebook, if you had a MySpace account somehow.
MySpace.
You know, these guys are young, so they probably didn't have MySpace, but run the gamut. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, anything else.
Farmers only.
Whatever. Whatever. And either outright delete the account or wipe every single thing out that you've ever tweeted in your life, because
I gotta say, referencing MySpace feels more ancient than this 60s Saints movie.
It does.
I mean, well, MySpace. I was getting ready to say Ask them, have you ever used LimeWire? Don't admit to it.
MySpace is like, I feel like when you reference, I feel like referencing MySpace is like people talking about sending a telegram or some shit like my parents did. They're like, I used to send your mom telegrams.
I feel like MySpace is more ancient than Napster.
My wife.
But by the way, this reminds me, since I mentioned Farmers Only, so Kevin, are you still, you know, is your profile still up on any of the dating sites?
Yeah, have you removed yourself from Farmers Only now that you've scored a doctor thanks to it?
You're
farmer fetish doctor.
It's like you know, like when a house goes up for sale, like, you know, if it's under contract or it's sold, they don't just remove the sign and take it off the market. They just put the sold sign on there and they let everybody know, hey, this house is off the market. I don't know why they do that, but they just put the sold sign up there instead of just taking the sign away. But anyway, so, like, you know, do you put – you leave yourself up there?
I think that's kind of like things under contract, but shit could still fall through. Isn't that
No, but that's advertising for the realtor.
Well, exactly. That's why they do it. No, because there's two signs. There's an under contract edition that you can add to the sign, and then there is a sold sign. But anyway, so I'm just wondering
again, it's advertisement for the realtor because
the
you put out
the signs
sign
up there,
saying
the
it's
longer
under
the
contract.
Sign. Yes,
and then
right.
And then within 2 weeks you've got, oh, it's sold. Boy, this realtor worked fast. I should hire this realtor. And
right.
To answer the question,
I think we all know how this works.
So I'm wondering if you're still on there, but you've changed your profile status to like. Date, you know, in a relationship or something, you're just, you know, just as bait for all the other single ladies out there, you know?
No. So I deleted every single dating app on my phone and removed them.
Oh, it's a power move. That is a fucking power move.
I unsubscribed. What did I have? I had a subscription thing to Bumble.
Farmers Only.
I canceled that. No. I canceled that. However, I still get an occasional email from OkCupid.
That's still around?
Oh, yeah. I still get an email from OkCupid every once in a while saying somebody was interested in me. And then I think Bumble still sends one every now and then.
Plenty of fish in the water.
but I just delete those emails. Like the apps aren't on my phone. I imagine my profile still exists somewhere.
You just forgot the password. You can't.
So have you told her about the podcast yet?
Yeah, he did. He did.
What?
Yeah, he told her.
You told her about the podcast.
You're fantastic. Yeah, I told her about the podcast before. I told her that before I said I love you to her, and she still said I love you back.
Well, here's a pyramid.
Is she interested in listening?
In the pyramid of Kevin, bad decisions or questionable decisions.
He's not even slightly curious.
Yeah, like were you more nervous, Kevin? Were you more nervous about telling her you wrestled? Telling her about the podcast or telling her I love you? Like, which one were you more nervous about?
Okay, good. Good. I'm glad, Kevin. I'm glad you got your head on straight, because that's definitely the one I would be the most nervous about.
So
she's not interested at all. You sure she hasn't gone home and tried to check it out or whatever? Like, she's not interested at all?
I'm pretty sure she hasn't.
I would be embarrassed.
Maybe she doesn't love you then. She doesn't support your hobbies, Kevin.
That's true.
What's up with that?
She's not taking much interest in your life.
Yes. What's up with that, Kevin? It's a red flag. These are red flags.
She's an extremely busy lady. She's busy
caring about Kevin.
She could be listening to podcasts.
She cares to me.
If she loves,
she could be listening to podcasts while she's performing open heart surgery. They have time to listen to.
There are ways. We have patrons that are doctors
while they're in the OR. That's right. Balky listens to us.
Yeah.
So there was going to be – there was two possibilities for the main topic of this podcast, and I had Thomas do players the Saints shouldn't draft. But Thomas, no, no, we need to change that graphic. Clearly, the first 25 minutes of this podcast has proven without a shadow of a doubt this is the most boring offseason of our entire fucking lives, and of certainly since we've been doing this podcast since 2007.
Hi, this is Ralph Marlboro from the Saints Happy Hour podcast. It's that time of year again. All eyes are on pro basketball and the start of the Major League Baseball season. BetOnline has all the betting action. In the NBA, the conference races are heating up as teams prepare to make their run for the playoffs. And if baseball is your first love, BetOnline has you covered. If you love hockey, golf, MMA, and championship boxing, BetOnline has it all. Every sport, every game, every matchup. BetOnline has you covered for all the odds and real-time updates and is the place for all your sports betting needs. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to place and check in on all your favorite sports bets all the time. Head over to the website or use your mobile device and bring home the game with BetOnline. We are on the Locker Room app every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, talking Saints, talking NFL, talking draft. It's amazing. You can interact with us, goof at us, you can make fun of me, mispronounce names, you can ask serious draft questions about Andrew. We're having a blast talking Saints live. All you have to do is go download the Locker Room app for free in the iOS App Store. Create a profile, link to your Twitter, and then join the NFL group. Follow me at Saints Happy Hour to be notified when the room goes live. We'll be going live every Wednesday at around 9 o'clock to talk Saints, to talk draft, and basically to make fun of me mispronouncing names. So do it. Download the Locker Room app today and then join us live every Wednesday at 9 o'clock.
Dave, this offseason is interminably horrible. I don't know how these teams like Cincinnati or these other teams that don't sign free agents – and they lose all the time. I don't know how these fans do it. Like, this has been misery. I was sad that the Saints didn't sign TJ Carey. I didn't even know who the fuck he was. And when I saw in the Discord that he was staying with the Colts, I got sad.
Well, I'll just say this. You know it's been a boring offseason when I've got the ventriloquist dummy on the podcast.
True. Facts.
Here's the thing.
Oh, yeah. We got an all Josh and Justin draft from
fuck
Baltimore.
All y'all people. Fuck all y'all.
What a
they did that. They did that. They were doing those last week during the podcast. I hate all.
Oddly, Josh Fields is not on here.
Yeah.
I wonder why that is, Ralph.
I hate all of you. Y'all were doing these in the chat room last week, just because I get confused about people's names: Justin, Joshua, Janet, whatever. It does. Like, Saints aren't picking Josh. He's not going to be there at 28. It doesn't matter. But, Kevin.
Yes.
I think this is the most boring offseason we've ever had for this podcast. And I don't
think
it's
any better. Just wait till the draft. It'll get better. It's going to get better.
Yeah, but the draft isn't for two more weeks.
Yeah.
The most exciting thing the Saints did all offseason, the most exciting Saints thing is either Marshawn Lattimore getting pinched or Russell Wilson saying that the Saints were
on his
trade list. Those are the two most exciting things. That's a sad offseason. There it is. It won in a landslide.
Mm.
If you had a sad trombone, Thomas, you should play it right now. The Price is Right thing. But is it,
we, oh Nick the guy that sent us beers, Nikolai, he's a neurologist.
Oh yes. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Good. Chalk him up to the list.
we have a cornucopia of rainbow of patrons, people that support us. It's doctors, we have lawyers, actors, Jim, we have everybody supports the show, and you should support it more.
Sons of the head football coaches of the New Orleans Saints, you know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Getting movies made about them.
We're not number one in Malta, we're number two in Malta this week. So Miguel,
how are we in Uganda?
Get your shit together. And
Miguel,
to the show more.
You've been slacking on the downloads.
Miguel.
Yeah.
Get that VPN going.
Who are we number two? Does it say who's number one in Malta?
Mina Kynes was number one this week.
God, I hate to hear that.
Yeah. I hate to hear that.
God, I hate to hear that. I hate to hear that.
We all do.
We did it already. We don't. Yeah, I know. All right.
So,
God.
Before we get
Uganda numbers.
Before we get to actual.
Welcome to Uganda.
Before we get to actual football Saints news and that sort of thing, Thomas, jump in here. What is this fucking nonsense where in Poland, there's a city in Poland where eight clams decide who gets clean drinking water? I saw this on Poland, and I was horrified and delighted. It sounded like something that would either be in Louisiana or Texas. Yes, this.
This is like their groundhog. This is their groundhog bullshit.
So, for those of you that aren't watching this live on YouTube, it says this is the tweet in Poznan, Poland. I'm sure I butchered that.
Poznan.
Poznan. Eight clams get to decide if people in the city get water or not.
Right, and none of us read the actual article.
Imagine if it said eight clams get to decide if eight people in the city get die or not. If people in the city get to die or not.
So what is this?
So what is this? Yeah,
yeah.
I'm assuming the clams have the ability to, you know, like scientists can tell the water quality based on what the clams do or whatever. I'm assuming that's the deal with this.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Nobody read the article?
I
can't say I clicked.
The article. People, Dave, when I write a column for WWL, 80% of my email is just they look at the headline and they say, I fucking hate you. I'm not reading this. Like, that's – no one reads reading.
I got to find this article.
Reading is for suckers. All right.
The clams – the clams measure the toxicity in the water. Right. So if the clams stay open, the water is fine. If the clams shut, then the water is toxic.
I wanted it to be more dramatic.
What happens in Poznan if you can't drink the water? Then what do you do? Just roll with Perrier for a week?
I don't know. What happens if the clam...
You get bubbles and you go down to well and you drink from there. It's fresh.
What happens if the clams have beards? Can you eat them?
Listen, I have no concept of whether or not you boil clam, whether it have beard, goatee, mustache, whether it have toupee.
Hang like sleeve of wizard.
Clam.
Thomas, defend the honor of Poland. Don't let Kevin make assumptions and make people think that Poland is some third world backwater.
It is.
You ever claim that?
He's right. I don't like my country. I'm not like Monodula.
You're not like Monodula.
Wait, Ralph, pronounce this guy's name who in this tweet that responded to Thomas.
Dominic.
Pronounce that last name.
Kedish Wazowski?
Isn't he also Polish?
I would think so. He's got the little...
I'm going to go out on a limb and say yes, Juge.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Kedzierski.
No.
Dominik Kedzierski.
Kedzierski.
That was the closest one, but not close enough.
So what is that? How do you say that, Thomas?
Kedzierowski.
All right. Well,
sounds like a kicker that Sean Payton drafted and cut in 2014.
Carpetta is a lot easier to pronounce. So you lucked out there. Thank your mom. Thank your dad for that.
So
that's a kind of Irish name.
Before we got, we'll people will get their fill of names that are hard to pronounce later in the show, but. One thing that was interesting this week, and me and Kevin were actually arguing about it on Twitter, is they had someone release the win total projections in Vegas for the teams, and I got to say, Andrew, like, I look at the Saints, and it's 9.5. I think when Thomas puts it on the screen, it'll be 9. I got to say, even with the 17-game schedule, like, 9.5 wins for the Saints. Like, if it got to 9.5, I think I'd bet the under. Like, I can't look at the Saints right today. Now, they may do some more stuff. They may sign a corner. They may have a draft that we like. But right now, if the Saints win total is 9.5, I got to bet under. A 9, I think, is like right at it. Perfect.
So they've been 13-3 the last 2 years.
And 13-3, 13-2, 12-4, yeah.
So are you telling me that you feel like losing, and they've been 8-1 without Breeze. So what is it about the changes? I mean, is it just the depth? It's just, you think that's worth 5 more losses?
I think the depth, I think the struggle at number, I think they have a gaping hole at number 2 corner, and we have seen 2014, 2015, 2016, when they have a problem at one of the corner spots, that's bad. I think
you're living in this April cocoon of fear.
I am a cocoon of fear.
They haven't signed Richard Sherman. Although we know they've been poking around at him, and they're going to draft some guys to kind of help their issues and hopefully do a good job like they have the last several years. So
you're living in the past, man.
I don't know. I feel good about 10 wins. I feel like 10 wins feels realistic. I don't know if that gets them to the playoffs, but doesn't everyone make the playoffs now under the new CBA?
Yeah, you get. Well, they got 7 teams. I just feel like, Dave, jump in. I feel like the depth in the middle of the roster is very suspect, and I feel like they've been very fortunate in one-score games the last 3 years. I feel like that is probably going to turn, because over like a 4 to 5 year window, it just sort of all evens out. And Andrew, I just look at they are really fragile in spots. Like, they can survive. They used to be able to you nuked the roster. They were so deep at even linebacker, as much as we hate it. They had Manti Te'o and Klein and Craig Robertson and all these guys. Yeah, they were terrible at certain spots against, like, the 49ers in 2019. But I just worry about, like, injuries. Like, they can almost survive anything before. This roster, I think if you hit them in a couple of spots, it could be bad. I just think, you know, 9 wins.
I just think that's true of most NFL teams, though.
Yeah. Well, no, it is true of most NFL teams, but the Saints, the last 3 years, they ain't been most NFL teams. They've been living in that high-dollar, elite fucking category where you knew the Saints were winning 10, 11 games, and it didn't matter what fucking happened to them because they had the deepest roster in the NFL. Now they're like everybody else. Things can go fucking wrong, and they could be a 10-11 win team, or they could be a 7-win team. And that's the difference. That's why the over under the last 3 years, I have pounded that over. Fucking pounded it. This year, I am at this moment uncertain.
I'm with you, Ralph. I mean, I don't actually gamble or bet, but
why not?
I mean, if I had to put my money,
and yet says the guy who literally last time we talked to him was playing poker night.
Oh, well, no, okay.
Okay. Let me amend my statement. I don't bet on sports. I don't like on live sports. I love a friendly wager, playing cards or on the golf course. But if I was betting on the Saints over under, I'm with you, Ralph. I would take the under.
That's a great save, Dave.
There's too many X factors, and I mean, we don't have Drew Brees anymore, and who the hell knows what's going to happen to quarterback? This could really go poorly.
What do you think the chances are that Dave just doesn't remember the last time he bet on sports because he had too much to drink?
No, I mean, the last time I bet on any sporting event would have been the last time I was in Vegas. Me and my buddies from New York, we went to Vegas for my 30th birthday, which was on 11-11-11. So we were in Vegas, and I think I bet on I don't know. I think there was like a UFC fight that Saturday night or whatever. I bet on that and lost. It was over in like 5 seconds.
What, the UFC annoying. Guy, Jean-Claude Van Damme St. Pierre?
I don't know. I don't remember
who
it was.
USC, right?
Way down.
But Kevin.
But no, I don't really bet on sports. I just don't.
Kevin, I like that. The 9 win total, like 9.5. I think it's right in it. Like, it's right there.
So if you were betting on, let's see, if you were betting on the UFC in 2011 in November and you were there on the 11th, the main event you would have been betting on, Cain Velasquez versus Junior DeSantos. Does that sound familiar?
Dave, he doesn't.
Dave, you're muted.
He barely remembers going to Vegas in 2011. He was blitzed out of his mind and the chemicals that he's put in his body since then. He probably can't even remember what hotel he stayed at, much less who he gambled on.
This was Vegas on my 30th birthday on 11-11-11 before I had a child. So, no, I don't remember anything.
They say sugar toxicity has an effect on the mind.
Yeah, it's also that.
Memory in particular. 100%.
Yeah, totally. But I don't even know if I bet on the main event. I think I bet on like some of the earlier fights. I don't know. I was at New York. New York.
Dustin Perry. That sounds familiar. All right.
That is disturbing.
Sugar toxicity apparently makes you look a little plasticky too.
Yeah. I can't. Dave,
I resemble that remark.
Dave is more committed to the ventriloquist bit than Andrew is committed to believing Kikaha was going to be a good player with the Saints. It is.
Speaking of running jokes into the ground.
Yes.
That's the worst joke I've ever heard. I like the new soundbite. That's the first time I think we've ever used that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I could keep up the ventriloquist bit for very long. It like really hurts my arm.
Too late for that now. You gotta stick with it.
That's what she said.
So, before we get to the names that I can't pronounce draft and the questions, we have to talk about, just for a minute, Saints players that they would draft that we hate, because Thomas went out of his way to make a nice graphic, and I told him to put Mac Jones on there because I hate Mac Jones, and I know that there's a very slim chance that the Saints would pick him, but I have to say, if he would somehow fall to 28 like Aaron Rodgers did way back when, I would have cold sweats because I want nothing to do with Alabama Chad Henne. I don't fucking want it. Dave, you said if Mac Jones falls to 28 and the Saints don't fucking trade that pick to someone who really wanted a quarterback, you're going to kill someone.
I mean, that would be the ideal scenario, right? Somebody like that falls to 28 and you just, I mean, there's going to be somebody that would want to trade up and take him, right? Somebody's going to want to trade up out of the second round. I would assume.
Kevin.
So
you might want to delete that tweet, Dave. I feel like that could come back to haunt you in five
years. Well, that's not a tweet. It was on Discord. So
That's right.
We save those.
Become a patron. Become a patron. You can get in the Discord channel. That's where we do all the fun, edgy
that's where Dave
chatting.
Talks about. Yeah, that's where Dave talks about killing people.
Who did I want to kill?
But
anybody?
Just someone.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean.
Hey, well,
you weren't being very selective.
If well, it's obviously going to be somebody in the Saints organization.
This is going to be played back in a court of law.
Might be Jeff Ireland.
Go ahead and play the podcast tapes, Mr. Cariello. Is this or is this not your voice?
I know that would be
did
like
you
the
not. I could see the judges going bump up. Did you in fact say that you would kill someone over someone? Over the New Orleans Saints drafting Mac Jones.
And you're,
that would
you're,
be like the worst stroke of luck.
God,
like somebody
I hate
in the
to
Saints,
hear that. I
somebody
hate
in the
to
Saints,
hear that.
College scouting department like turns up murdered for some random reason, and they're like, oh my God, wait a minute. It could be this guy. Who's
prime suspect number one, Dave Cariello.
Dave's right. wife would be in the
Don
courtroom.
Cariello.
He would be in the courtroom.
Don Cariello.
Just pointing her finger. I told you that stupid fucking podcast was going to ruin your life, and you never listened to me. Now everything is ruined, and you're like Ray Liotta in Goodfellas. She's visiting you in the can.
I would make an Andy Dufresne reference, but I don't even think Dave's seen that movie.
No, I've seen Shawshank Redemption 20 million times.
Hey, Tomas, check the timestamp on that one.
Hey, Tomas, check the timestamp on this.
Did I click the wrong one?
We got too much shit going on. We got the real people talking. We got the sound bits of the people talking.
We got the ventriloquist talking.
You pull a fucking ventriloquist dummy into the frame, too.
This is Dave. Peak off. Dave's... This yes. podcast By the way, has a very June quality to it.
When we release our Saints Happy Hour NFTs, this one's going to be valuable because there's only going to be one podcast with a ventriloquist dummy in it. This one's going to be worth like $5,000.
Oh my
so
God.
You guys better start saving right now. Y'all got that stimmy money?
I learned this week what Dogecoin was.
Dogecoin?
I
thought you listened to Pardon My Take. They're big Dogecoin guys. They probably made like $2 million this week.
Is Dogecoin like a cryptocurrency?
Yes, it's a cryptocurrency.
It's a meme coin.
I bought cryptocurrency. I bought Litecoin. I bought 6 Litecoin back in like 2017, years ago, and I just held on to it. And from the moment I bought it, it went down immediately.
Sounds like yet another gamble.
It went down immediately. And this week was the first time in 4 years that it was worth what I paid for it finally. And
you
now it's back down again, by the way.
You gotta hit eject, Dave. Sell. Jesus.
No, I'm in for the long haul. I mean, it will be worth more, you know, in 20 years than I paid for it. It's almost guaranteed.
How many people thought?
Hey, Tomas, check the timestamp on this.
How many people thought their retirement savings were guaranteed prior to the 2008?
I don't know. Is that you, Kevin, talking, or is that?
I love that soundbite. Kevin is talking over actual Kevin.
Yes,
that's pretty fantastic.
We're through the looking glass now, people.
The looking glass or the looking grass, Ralph?
I glass probably.
No. Yep. Kevin's off. With us in audio. He's just frozen in video.
He's frozen.
Man, hey Thomas, can you like Photoshop like a penis like into his mouth right now? Please tell me, do we have like a Telestrator or something?
You can, like, go full
like
John
Madden.
Go
like
to full John Madden.
Holy shit! His show is going up the.
See what we got here is a Kevin Held, and what Kevin Held's gonna do is he's gonna take the penis.
He's gonna take it long. Gonna take it hard.
You guys ever seen that old video on YouTube of Michael Vick where he's like, what we're going to do here is we're going to watch Michael Vick take a dump. Have you guys ever seen that video?
Yes.
It's so good. You should watch that. If you do one thing tonight, watch Michael Vick takes a dump. It's like a spoof John Madden thing. It's really funny.
Are you going to get us back on track here, Ralph, or what?
it's like a June podcast, Dave. There's no getting back on track.
We are
in the ditch and we are on fire.
At this point, you might as well save the draft of people Ralph can't pronounce till next week. Shit.
No, fuck
that's
no.
That's a great segue.
That is a great segue. Your outdoor experiences could be better, clearly better. Canon's sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. Using Japanese optics, Canon's lenses are clearer, lighter, and stronger than other lenses, and are nearly impossible to scratch. With frames handcrafted in Italy, Canon's sunglasses elevate your experiences outside with a degree of clarity beyond your wildest imagination. Use the exclusive code CanonCast15 at Canon.com to receive 15% off your first pair. That's Canoncast15. Canon. Clearly better. Hi, this is Ralph Marlboro from the Saints Happy Hour podcast. It's that time of year again. All eyes are on pro basketball and the start of the Major League Baseball season. BetOnline has all the betting action. In the NBA, the conference races are heating up as teams prepare to make their run for the playoffs. And if baseball is your first love, BetOnline has you covered. If you love hockey, golf,
MMA, and championship boxing, BetOnline has it all. Every sport, every game, every matchup. BetOnline has you covered for all the odds and real-time updates and is the place for all your sports betting needs. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to place and check in on all your favorite sports bets all the time. Head over to the website or use your mobile device and bring home the game with BetOnline.
Thomas, do the draft. So we're going to fire it up. So this is an annual thing. And for people that think this draft is not realistic and these players will never become Saints, the guy who was drafted number one in 2017 is now a Saint, Kai Passafaw, the defensive end. Oh, that is
Passanio.
Passanio. That shit is mean, Thomas. It says names Ralph can't pronounce, sponsored by Josh Myers. You go to hell. You go to hell. I'm gonna ship you a box of nickels to Poland to pay you for
by Josh Fields.
By Josh Fields.
So we're running the mock draft simulator on PFF.
I did appreciate that one of these guys has the first name Josh. That's a nice touch.
It's just so mean.
So we'll give. So that's, we're like, running. That's like when you're playing bingo and you get the middle square for free. We gave you Josh for free there. You got to figure out the rest.
Now, I got to say, while I love this, the magic of Ralph mispronouncing names is not to give him names that no one can pronounce correctly, which would be the case with all these. And it's more like you're just garden variety, like Akeem Hickses of the world. It's those that Ralph pronounces that make it truly special.
Well, and also I think we should put a disclaimer on this. Like, you know, whatever countries of origin or nationalities any of these players are, we're sorry. We're not trying to be offensive. We don't even know anything about it. We're just laughing at
The only person Ralph, that knows anything Ralph's about these players is Andrew.
Yeah.
The joke is Ralph, not you.
Jeremiah Owosu-Koromora, he's...
Did you just blow it? You just gave it away.
It doesn't matter. He can say it eight times. I still
no
get it
way
wrong.
Ralph can,
Ralph's not repeating that.
But here's the thing I want to say. Alvin Kamara, his
still
mom...
Can't even say that right. It's Kamara.
But his mom says it Kamara. He says it Kamara. So like tomato. I'm just saying, y'all make
Kamara really.
Yeah, like Masai, you say I get it wrong, but like
your mom says Kamara.
But as we go
okay,
for the
commissioner, make the first pick.
So,
oh, you'll love to hear it.
So the first guy, and this is a real. This guy really he excites me, scares me the whole bit. Jeremiah Ogusaka Karam. He could be there at 28, right? Like, this is a legitimate person that the Saints could pick.
He's not going to fall that low. But
what position does he play?
I'm disappointed you passed on Josh Fields, Ralph.
Wait, what position does Jeremiah?
He's a linebacker and a very good one.
Oh, God, no. No, God, no. Yeah, he was good until the Saints drafted him.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you pronounce this? Owusaka. There's a hyphen in there, and you went past the hyphen.
Right.
And you put the K from the second half of the hyphen, and you moved it over to the front half of the hyphen. It's amazing that you could do that. You have a talent.
Yeah, your mind is special.
I think it's pronounced Owusu... Koromoa.
That's right.
Okay.
Jeremiah
Koromoa.
Jeremiah Owusu Koromoa.
All right.
Here's the thing. For the second round pick, do we go like they have like Jason Owe? I feel like if the Saints drafted him, I could call him Jason Owen for 5 years. So like that's a possibility.
Wait, are you seeing that on this list?
No, I'm saying I'm running the mock draft of PFF. I'm running the simulator.
Are these players
the second team is still has time.
Yeah.
Are these players from the Uganda? Pick. Is this like your sneaky way of like getting us number one in Uganda?
I mean, yeah. Think about it.
So who's the pick, Ralph?
All right. This one This one scares me to death.
Oh, you even got the Jets fans booed.
I got, because it's.
We deserve to be booed.
Hamsia Nasser al-Din. Like, and this dude
I'm wondering if it's an eyesight. It might be an eyesight issue with Ralph, to be honest with you. I don't know. Maybe he can't see.
He's got Jameis Winston's eyes.
He's adding syllables.
Yeah. How do you see Hamsia?
Hamsa.
Ralph, how do you pronounce my last name?
Cariello?
All right.
But it took me
first 3 years of the podcast you were on, we were calling you Carilio.
Right.
The thing is, Dave, you know what it is? I panic when I'm trying to read the name, and like instead of just pausing and not adding a syllable, like Hamsa, like now that I see it, but like when I pause, I'm like Ham, and I just like drop in like something that's not even there because I'm panicked. Okay.
Our good friend Sean Fox, he would always call Jahari Evans Jahari Evans. And I, when I'd be on a show and he would say Jahari, I would respond to his question and I would call Jahari Evans Jahari. And he would go right back to Jahari. Like, it was like
the
magic.
Famous J. Rue Holiday. Right?
Okay.
He wasn't picking up what you were laying down.
Oh, J. Rue. I forgot about J. Rue.
The third round.
Amazing reference.
The third round guy.
You guys remember that when Kevin called Drew Holiday J. Rue?
Yes, I forgot about that.
That was amazing.
That's going to be an expensive NFT, too.
That was very Ralphie of you, Kevin. J. Rue Holiday.
The third round guys, they scare me because they have a bunch of corners that the Saints could take. Because they have Elijah Molden. You know, that could be fun because it's the son of Alex Molden. So the odds of me calling him Alex, Kevin, like they're off the board in Vegas, right? Like he'll be out if he's good, bad, whatever. He'll be Alex Molden until 2027, right?
We are not drafting the son of Alex Molden. No.
Next, you're gonna
try pushing the nephew of Kevin Casebehan or something.
Dude, this makes me feel so old. So you're telling me Joe Horn's kid is in the draft. Alex Molden's kid is in the draft. We just signed the son of J.J. McCleskey.
Yeah.
And
Asante Samuel.
And Jameis One of One is desperate for us to sign Brett Perriman's kid.
Yeah.
So, I mean, God, I feel old. Saints Twitter's right. I am old.
But this is
This
is another guy. Andrew, play the chime, Thomas, because the pick is in. I feet you Melophone Woo.
That's probably as close as you've got.
Yeah.
Melophone Woo.
My guess would be I Fiatu Melophone Woo. Or
I Fiatu, yeah. It's definitely not I feet you.
I feet you.
Why is it not I feet you?
I could almost see it being Melophone Woo.
But another guy, Andrew, that the Saints could like potentially because he's a corner.
There's no way they're not taking him, Ralph. Oh just God. For you.
Fuck.
I mean, these all sound like players that where their families come from countries in Africa, right? I mean, these are all
definitely.
Yeah. African name,
like first generation.
Well, I don't know that name almost sounds Polynesian
because
or Samoan.
You're right. You could be right about that. Yeah,
yeah.
We already have a Melophone in the league. Maybe it's his. Brother.
Yeah, we really? Do. Yeah, yeah. There is already one.
So
Hamsa Nasrul Din could be Muslim, no?
Yeah, I guess that. I guess
Habibi,
you're right.
Habibi,
or just like. Indian, Pakistani, or something like that. Yeah.
The next guy in the draft is.
Oh, wait, hang on. Let me interrupt you, Dave. I want you to guess. I want you to guess where Ifeatu Melophone Woo is from.
Uganda.
No, is he? Is he from Uganda?
No, he's from Boston, Massachusetts.
Nah.
but his family...
Welcome to Uganda!
his family, like, obviously his heritage, his background, his family comes from somewhere, but he grew up in Boston. Yeah. No, I would assume most of these guys grew up, you know, in the States, obviously, but their families come from, you know, wherever.
Yeah.
Well, I'll try and find out and get back to you.
The next guy on the draft...
We want... To draft a guy with a Ugandese background because then that helps our rating.
Yeah,
chances.
We want to be number one, and you got it.
Increase the interest.
The fourth guy is somebody that the patrons in the chat in the Discord are really excited about, and they have people that say if the Saints draft this guy, they will buy me a jersey. This guy, Josh Amatator. The Hebe? Like
Ralph can't say anyone's name right.
I had about enough of you.
Thank you,
you
for joining us, Sean. Thank you. Yeah. It's an honor to have you on the show, Coach Payton.
Yeah. We're getting our $500 worth of worth of cameo. But this
I would
guy,
say Josh Imator BB.
Imator Baby.
Imator Baby.
Imator Baby.
Okay.
So
Amato, that's my favorite. Amato, baby.
I got to jump back.
Baby.
I'm not her baby.
Melifonwu, he has a brother, Obi Melifonwu, who plays for the 49ers.
Yeah, he's a safety, right?
Okay.
The parents, Igbo Nigerian. So not Ugandan, but Nigerian.
Okay.
Close enough.
So that is an African name also. It's not not Pacific Island.
Nope. I was off. You were correct, Dave.
All right. Well, look up everybody else. I'm curious to know about everybody else too.
And
Thomas, move Imator Baby.
Imator Ibi is a receiver.
Okay. Well, we could use him for sure.
Mm-hmm. Is he any good though, Andrew?
I mean, Rose McGlue interviewed him or something, so now he thinks he's like the best sleeper in the whole draft.
They can,
of course.
The final pick can be. They need. We should have mixed in like a regular name like Quinn Martin or something, to just throw a curveball.
Yeah.
But
Bob Smith.
But the last That's the one. Play the chime, Thomas, where the pig is in. This guy's name, he might have should be, Kevin, the number one pick, because he's got so many. I mean, I don't even know. Adet Okunbo Agun Diji? Deli? No, it's a J. So it's
Agun?
I was going to say Agun.
Deli. Deli, Ralph's getting hungry.
Yeah, I am. I mean, that name, number five, is a nightmare. Like, they'll have to, like, Sean Payton will have to create, like, a nickname for that dude, because that'll be hopeless.
Yeah, that's a who man situation.
Kevin, you like the Irish? Is he any good?
That's got to just be Ogundeji, right? Ogundeji?
I don't follow the Irish like I used to.
Matt says the receiver Josh Odomai Bebe posted a 46.5-inch vertical jump. So he's got hops.
I posted a 46.5. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
So that's the
seconds.
That's the four-round mock draft of names Ralph can't pronounce. I am, in all seriousness, I'm really scared because I look at the Saints' desperate needs this year, and they are filled at positions that they need corner, linebacker. They are filled with guys of names that I have no fucking prayer of pronouncing. And I think they're – like one of those guys that we did just now, I think there's a really good chance that the Saints are going to pick one of those. Like – Andrew, am I right about that? That this year is a prime quality year for names that Ralph can't pronounce at positions the Saints need.
I think this is as strong of a chance this year as any.
I'll wear the Bebe jersey with pride if the Saints pick him and the patrons want to purchase
Bebe.
I'll wear it with pride. Yeah, this is the thing too. Whenever they said whenever somebody thinks of mentions Notre Dame linebackers for the Saints, people think of Manti Te'o and the dead girlfriend Kevin. But whenever people mention the Saints and Notre Dame linebacker to me, I think of Courtney Watson and disaster at linebacker.
Both were disasters, and I couldn't tell. I don't know the last. Who was the last Notre Dame player that really stuck out in the pros?
Not Elise Mack, I'll tell you that much.
When was the last time the Saints – what's a good Notre Dame player for the Saints?
A good Notre Dame player. Dave, not Irv Smith.
Dave Wehmer? He was good.
Oh, he was real good. Dave Wehmer went to Notre Dame.
Yeah. It was a long fucking time ago, though, I think.
Yeah. Irv Smith, he was mediocre at best. Yeah.
I feel like Ditka drafted Notre Dame, but he drafted all slow white guys, but he never plucked anybody from Notre Dame.
Wasn't Derek Brown from Notre Dame, the running back?
No, he's Nebraska.
Oh, he's Nebraska.
Quentin Nelson is from Notre Dame.
Oh, Ray Zellers. That's who I was thinking of.
Ray Zellers.
He was trash. He was trash. He was trash.
So, Thomas, fire up the music and let's get to some of these questions.
Love,
all right, Thomas, hit us with the first question.
Okay, so I start with a bang from Twitter. First question is from Maladula, who loves Netherlands. Mm-hmm. Have restaurants being closed hurt the Saints in acquiring any free agent talent?
Oh, interesting.
That's
no,
a Dave question.
That's ridiculous. And first of all, restaurants here in New Orleans, I mean, any restaurant that survived the last year in the pandemic, they're open. I mean, I got to admit, New Orleans, Louisiana, you know, New Orleans, I won't say all of Louisiana, but New Orleans has been doing pretty well with the vaccine. Or, you know, I think it's widely available now. Anybody that wants to get it can get it. And things are opening up. But no, I don't think that has anything to do with it.
All right, let's see.
What next?
Next question from Discord, from Christmas. If Morten Andersen attempts an NFL comeback, will Roger Goodell suspend him for 4 games for that musical travesty you guys keep playing? Or will he do the right thing and make it the whole season? I gotta turn it up for a second.
I mean, Morten Andersen played many, many, many years after this song came out in the NFL, so I don't think anything would happen now.
I feel like Take It to the Top has become more famous with us replaying it. It's kind of like
right.
It's like
you're
Don't
welcome.
Stop Believing by Journey. You're, you know, like it wasn't right. That big in the 80s, and then it became huge in a big wedding song.
Well, here's the
I feel
here's,
like that's kind of happening.
Here's
right
the
now,
thing that I can tell
top.
You why yeah, we're making it right. We're making it as big
They're,
as it's ever
welcome.
Been is YouTube literally
they owe us royalties.
Gives us a copyright strike for every graphic Thomas puts up. And we've been doing Take It to the Top for how many months now? Not one time have we got a copyright strike for Take It to the Top.
We got a copyright strike when I sang Poop in My Fingernails.
That's correct. We did. We got a copyright strike for Poop in My Fingernails.
What next?
You've already talked about it too much.
Right. We're just going to strike.
Yeah, it's a strike.
All right,
okay, so next question is from Balky. Mickey has clearly started going to YOLO GM's Anonymous meetings this off-season. Which of the 12 steps is he on now? What will it take for him to fall off the wagon?
Well, the first step is admitting you have a problem. So I don't think he's gotten past that. I don't think he's got past step one.
I think we officially need a clip of someone talking about how Loomis has lost his balls if and when he doesn't trade up. That's when you get really worried. If the Saints don't trade up in the draft and they kind of mailed it in free agency, then it's time to pass.
I think clearly, Kevin, you got to. The trade down is just that he's completely defeated.
Anti-YOLO.
He's completely anti-YOLO. Like when
what's the opposite? What's the opposite of YOLO?
The opposite of YOLO.
Like fight to see another day, live to see another day.
you have 9 lives. I don't know.
Yeah.
No balls.
I don't know. If the Saints trade down, I would definitely probably call 911 and have them check his apartment to see if he's like tied up and gagged in his apartment somewhere and somebody else is making
Kevin,
the decision.
If the Saints
and then the very next thing you would do is turn Kevin into the authorities.
Kevin, if the Saints would trade down, does it even matter what they get? Will you just be excited no matter what it is?
Yeah.
Like, even if they move down, like, one spot and they get, like, a 7th, you'll still be super pumped, right?
Yeah.
What if they trade down for Adrian Peterson's son?
Ooh.
How old is Adrian Peterson?
Adrian Peterson's son is probably not draft eligible.
I don't know. I'll take Adrian Peterson's son in his current state. I mean,
he's like 12.
He's probably going to be awesome.
He's probably like 12, right?
Yeah.
Can't be any worse than the linebackers on the roster not named Mario
Vegas. Look, I'm ready to give Arch Manning the reins to the. I'm ready to give him the keys to the car.
Oh, the opposite of YOLO is NOLO. I got it. NOLO.
Stop. All right, Thomas.
This is the NOLO off season.
It is.
Okay, next question. Speaking of trading down, guys, this one is from The Wicker Man. What's more likely? Moving up in the first round or moving up in the second round? For me, I think moving up from 60 makes a ton of sense, but all everybody talks about is moving up from 28.
That's a good question. They do that.
Thomas was giving his answer. I didn't realize that was part of the question.
They do that. It's a good question, though.
I was getting ready to tell Thomas nobody asked you, and I was like, he's still reading the question.
You're like, know your place, Thomas.
Hey, stop, motherfucker.
Hey, Tomas, check the timestamp on this.
But it's a good
point. Yeah, I think that's a really good point because I don't think the Saints have a ton of ammunition to move up from 28, but they do have a lot of third-round picks. And the thing about 60 is I do think there's a slot between 33, you know, right when the second round starts, and about 48 where there's a ton of talent. And I believe the Saints would love probably a lot of guys that fall in that little window there. So
here's
a question for you,
Andrew. We know they have a gaping hole at corner number two. So let's say it's a gaping hole. I mean, you know,
it really is.
So let's say
that's aptly described.
Let's say they select Kerryk Moua, or Kiramoa, the linebacker from Notre Dame, at 28.
He's not falling to 28, but okay.
That sounds like somebody
that could really fill a gaping hole.
He falls to 28.
I love how he didn't even bother with Owosu. You know, he just
flushed
that down the toilet.
No, yeah, I'm not even going to touch that.
Just going with
Kiramoa. They pick him at 28, but they still have the giant hole at corner. So what's more? Do they move up from 60?
I think so. If they can find the right corner that they believe could be a starter for them, then yeah, they'll pull the trigger.
You got to fill the hole.
The what hole? What kind of hole?
If it's gaping, it seems like
you got to fill it.
Yeah, well, you know, big. That's
big. It's not even puckered at all.
Oh, I'm glad Kevin
is. How the close up, Thomas? This is why we have a producer.
Yeah,
worth every nickel.
Nickel, the finest meats and cheeses that we can find.
Charcuterie.
All right, Thomas.
What next?
Okay, last question. We had tons of questions for this week, but this is the last one from Jason Champagne. I barely managed to fit it into the graphic.
Thomas couldn't fit it into the gaping hole.
Into the gaping hole, yeah. What would be the bigger draft day nightmare? One, the Saints trade a first, a second, and a third for Mac Jones, and he ends up being another Steve Walsh. Or two, the Saints stand pat, take Zaven Collins, and he ends up being another Stephon Anthony.
Well, at least
the
if
nightmare
we
is that
draft
question
Zaven
in nine
Collins.
Different parts.
I mean, at least if we take Zaven Collins and he sucks, we still have the second and the third, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, we're not starting him at quarterback, so this is close.
No, this is a no-brainer. Yeah, the first situation is way worse. Yeah,
yeah, and I just want to say another Steve Walsh is especially bad because Steve Walsh was just mediocre enough to make sure that the Saints won enough games to ruin the draft pick.
Yeah, here's my thing is. With the Saints this year in the draft.
Steve Walsh, by the way, Steve Walsh would have been the perfect quarterback for Fisher, the old Rams coach.
Yeah.
I mean,
say what you want about Steve Walsh. He won more playoff games than Bobby Hebert. Just saying it.
Didn't win a playoff game.
Yeah, he did. He won a playoff game
with Cowboys.
With the Bears. No. With Dave Wannstedt.
Oh, when he went to the Bears.
They went to Minnesota, won a playoff game. And Bobby Hebert was 0 for 3 with the Saints and 0 for 1 with Atlanta.
0 for 4, yeah.
Yeah. So, but Kevin, in all
that 2015 draft was terrible.
The Saints. Yeah.
Yes, it was. It really was.
It's unspeakable sadness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you would have. They would have been almost better off just packaging everything for one guy, or just not making picks at all. Like
at least Ralph's still making Kikaha jokes, though.
It is. They got. Oh, and we got.
It gave us that.
They got. Is that that? No. 20. What's the draft where they picked the linebacker that had narcolepsy?
Kyrie Fort.
Yeah, was that 2015 or was that earlier? That might have been.
I think that was 14.
No, Kyrie Fort. That's not 2015.
No. You know what though?
Davis Tall, wasn't he in that draft class?
Oh, Davis Tall.
Yes.
Yeah. Jethro Tull.
Davis Tull, Tyler Davison, Damian Swan,
Marcus Murphy.
Marcus Murphy ran a punt back for a touchdown.
Tyler Davison, two E's in Tyler.
Tyler Davison was the best pick in that class and wasn't even close.
Oh, my God. That is so sad. But
to replay.
Here's the draft. They need to move the – if the NFL loved us, Andrew, they would move the draft back to the middle of April. This shit of the draft being at the end of April is...
I totally agree.
It is off. Like, we need the draft in the middle of April because we got two more weeks of the draft. Next week, next Monday, we'll be able to do the big... Next Sunday night, we'll be able to do the big draft, the final mock spectacular, where we try to maybe make it the year of Kevin, where we try to predict what the Saints will do, do a trade down, trade up, and that's really fun. But, like, I get that the NFL, like, the draft is this huge thing, and they want to, like, stretch it out and, I guess, suck up more time. But I just feel like it doesn't seem like it's that long, but stretching it out even a little longer, like, it just makes it interminable because there's nothing left to fucking talk about. Like, we've run all the players through the fine cuffs. We've done 9,000 mocks. We talked about them. Unless players start getting arrested or killing people or...
Well, you know, that's coming. You know, we still got bad. 2 weeks where that's the only thing to look forward to is the dude that gets arrested.
And the police still have to investigate the mushroom farm that...
That's right.
Trevor Lawrence was growing.
I don't know if it's Trevor Lawrence. Have you seen his artist brother? His brother looked like he eats shrooms by the handful. Like,
where do you think he gets it from? When you've got a free shroom connection at the old farm,
runs the old in the shroom farm runs yeah. in the family.
Yeah, when your bro runs the old shroom farm,
So, it's wrapped up. I want to say, I bought a new soundproof panel to make my giant room smaller. We invested in that. Thanks, patrons. It's foam. It's around me. It's walls. I won't turn my camera around to see it because that'll just be a disaster because I'm crippled and that'll go badly. But we got that. you know, we got Kevin. Wow. Kevin's. Oh, look at his brother.
His brother looks like a guitarist in like
Mud Honey.
Yeah, exactly. It's great. It's perfect.
They look like the really, really dark they really, when Hansen went through the dark period.
Yeah.
They experimented with death metal.
Mud Honey. Yeah, dude. That is the bassist for Mud Honey, dude.
Wow. Bop gone wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, Allman Brothers or Lynyrd Skynyrd. No, what the hell?
Wait,
I was thinking of...
Look at these two winners right here.
Lynyrd Skynyrd, I think, is more appropriate.
Oh, no, yes, those two guys are running a pot
that
shop.
That dude knows how to pollinate mushroom spores.
The dude on the left is a youth minister that thinks he's really cool and everyone fucking hates him because he doesn't bathe.
So which one is Walter White and which one is Jesse Pinkman?
What's his brother's name? His brother's name. His brother looks like his name would be Fuzzy.
I would love to see him throw a football.
His brother.
His brother. Yeah.
His hair is longer than Trevor's.
it is.
And also not as well conditioned.
Yeah. I like it.
He's looking very metal-y in that picture.
I mean, my whole thing with Trevor Lawrence is like you could literally swap him out for Edie Falco and you could never know the difference.
Mouse on his...
Picture, that's a picture of Edie Falco and her two sisters.
It is.
That is Edie Falco and her two sisters.
Tony, stop cheating on me! So... This is my favorite.
This was a good podcast. Timestamp. Tomas, check the timestamp on this.
This
one.
Is
Don't
a good one. We're gonna.
Hey, Tomas, check the timestamp on this.
This one is gonna get us an award. This one, we're gonna submit for the awards because
this
was
yes.
This
for the potties.
Award.
This was like the podcast.
Potties,
like,
yeah.
If like I had a friend who was like, oh, I want to listen to one of your podcasts, I'd be like, all right, listen to this one. This one's pretty good. You don't have to love the Saints to enjoy this one.
Talk about the Saints in this podcast at all?
No. Even if you like weed.
If you're into the art of ventriloquism.
Yeah. So Thomas, fire up the music. We gotta wrap this wrap this atrocity up. So, everybody, thanks for joining us. Thomas, I'm sorry again. I butchered the intro again. I forgot to mention. Follow us on the YouTube. Subscribe. Rate us. Review us. Wherever you get your podcast. Become a patron. Support the show. It allows us to do amazing live streams like this with Thomas producing back in Poland. He did an amazing job. His graphics were amazing tonight. Thanks, Thomas. Worked really hard on the name Ralph can't pronounce draft graphic.
Goodbye.
I liked it. I appreciated it. Get that ventriloquist dummy off of my fucking screen. It creeps me out. I'm going to have nightmares. So for Andrew, for Dave, for Kevin, for Thomas running the show like a champ back in Poland, I'm Ralph. Until next week, the bar is closed.
Gaping hole.
Gaping.